Edward Hopper is probably Provincetown's most famous artist, but until a few years ago, not many of his works could be found on the Cape at all. The Provincetown Art Association and Museum had one watercolor by his wife Jo and a couple of Edward's sketches from art school, and that's it. Then, one day, Museum Director Chris McCarthy's phone rang.
The excitement level like blew out of the thermometer, but then I had to reel it back in and try to, you know, be practical about it.
Edward Hopper's house in Truro had been left to two brothers, Anton and Larry Schiffenhaus from New Jersey. McCarthy explains that the brothers hired a local handyman named Charlie to help them renovate the house.
Well, Charlie the handyman found all of the drawings and the papers in boxes that were in the attic. And because the will stated that you get the house and its contents, the Schiffenhauses were able to keep all of these drawings, which are 96 by him, Edward, and 69 by Jo, plus the diaries that she kept that really are as valuable as the drawings in that they outline their very personal lives.
McCarthy says the Hopper collection, now residing at PAM, is second only to the collection of his paintings at the Whitney Museum in New York City.
This is what led up to what people see on the walls of the Whitney. We have the drawings and the backup and a lot of the information that led to the studies, or more of the method, I think, what was happening in his brain in terms of thinking about what he was going to be painting. And I found a quote that he said, "I never wanted my drawings to feel finished because the painting would look like a copy of the drawing." So the drawing was really the stepping stones and taking the ideas out of his brain, putting them on paper, and then transferring that to either through watercolor or oil onto a canvas.
According to McCarthy, PAM has gone from 0 to 60 in terms of the prominence of their Hopper collection. But perhaps more important, she says, having this collection on the Cape offers an insight into Hopper's work that no other location can offer.
This has been an extraordinary gift to Cape Cod, not just PAM, but really to Cape Cod, because so many of the sketches are of Truro, Wellfleet, Eastham, Orleans, and some of Provincetown, that I think having them here, it just justifies what an important piece of American art history we represent and what this represents.
The exhibit fills two rooms with sketches on the walls and diaries and glass cases. It's easy to spend an hour or even more lost in the world of Edward Hopper's work against the backdrop of the intimate details of the Hopper's personal life.
I mean, I can describe them as best I can, but my only advice is to just get down here and see them because they're just spectacular. They really are.
In Provincetown, for WCAI, I'm Stephanie Geyer-Stevens.